Plans are underway to honor Private First Class Lori Paestua at Arlington National Cemetery next month. Private Paestua was killed after her Army maintenance company was ambushed in Iraq. She's believed to be the first Native American woman to die in combat. Commentator Margaret Earhart is artist in residence at an elementary school on a reservation near Private Paestua's home.
The second graders poured into my Tuba City classroom. "The poem lady," they cried, scraping back their chairs, sitting down at their tiny desks. Second graders are small, in case you've forgotten. I brought an inflatable globe with me, and I held one finger on Arizona, another on Iraq. They crowded around, their skinny necks craned upward. "It's across the ocean," they observed. "It's halfway around the world," they cried, incredulous. One little boy named Vladimir said quietly, somberly, "My auntie's over there." "I'm his cousin," said another little boy. "She's my auntie, too. She's MIA," he added softly. The acronym seemed too large for such a small, young person. It was impossible not to know that Lori Paestua was missing. Yellow ribbons hung on every tree and road sign on the way into town. Cardboard signs said, "Keep your porch light on. Help Lori find her way home." At the primary school, kids and teachers wore brand new T-shirts with a picture of Private Paestua, smiling face surrounded by words, "Bring her home safe." I asked the children to write poems. A windstorm raged outside, turning the air orange with dust. It reminded me of the sandstorms I'd been hearing about halfway around the world. On the blackboard I wrote, "From my desert to yours." "In my desert I see," they wrote, "jackrabbits, roadrunners, eagles. In my desert I hear children on the playground, horses chewing, sheep crossing the road. In my desert I smell grandpa's coffee, grandma's fry bread, auntie's cakes and cookies." Vladimir pushed his chair back and brought me the poem he was supposed to be working on. The page was blank. I waited, and he finally said, "She's alive. They found her." But he looked sad, and I knew he didn't believe it. The next morning, along with the rest of America, I learned that Private First Class Lori Paestua of Tuba City, Arizona, was confirmed dead. And to my surprise, I started to cry. Today, in the classroom, the mood is quiet and tense. I feel the children trying to be kind to each other. Vladimir is there. When I come in, he pulls his shirt up over his face. We start to write. We write about what we wish for. Vladimir's cousin writes, "I wish I was a bomb. I wish I was myself. I wish Auntie Lori was alive." Other children write, "I wish I was an angel to help people. I wish I was a cheetah and ate a lot of meat. I wish I had my birthday every day. I wish the war was over. I wish I had another ferret. I wish for freedom. I wish I could talk to animals. I wish I had a puppy. I wish for peace." The teacher asks Vladimir if he'd like to go home. "No," he shakes his head. "It's too sad there." At the end of the day, as I leave the classroom, each child comes up to give me a hug. I drive away from town and I see up on the mesa, in large block letters, the word Lori, written in white stones.
Margaret Earhart is a novelist who lives in Flagstaff, Arizona.